He dismounted and glanced up at what remained of the corpse. The birds had eaten her lips and eyes and most of her cheeks, baring her stained red teeth in a hideous smile. "A room, a meal, and a flagon of wine? That was all I asked," he reminded her with a sigh of reproach. Boys emerged, hesitantly, from the stables to see to their horses. Shagger did not want to give his up.
"The lad won't steal your mare," Tyrion assured him. "He only wants to give her some oats and water and brush out her coat."
Shagger's coat could have used a good brushing, too, but it would have been less than tactful to mention it.
"You have my word. The horse will not be harmed."
Glaring, Shagger let go of his grip on the reins.
"This is the horse of Shagger, son of Dolph,"
he roared at the stable boy.
"If he doesn't give her back, chop off his manhood and feed it to the goats,"
Tyrion promised,
"providing you can find some."
A pair of house guards in crimson cloaks and lion-crested helms stood under the inn sign on either side of the door. Tyrion recognized their captain.
"My father?"
"In the common room, my lord."
"My men will want meat and mead," Tyrion told them. "See that they get it."
He entered the inn, and there was father.